$0.75 kind of range, which would be the smaller subset of department store rents. And so that's really kind of more support that we might be a little high here. And then we tried to kind of back into what that would look like for the county's values. So if we were to use a $4.5 rent to make the county's value of roughly $4.6 million, you know, work, you'd be looking at a cap rate of 6, which is, well, quite honestly, not a market rate for a department store in the particular climate that we're in. I don't think I have to tell y'all, anybody that reads the papers knows that, you know, the department store industry specifically is in a bit of upheaval. Obviously, Sears, Kmart's closing stores all over America. JCPenney's is closing stores all over America. Macy's is closing stores. I mean, fortunately for Belk, relative to some of their competitors, we're in a little bit stronger footing. So, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that we're doing poorly. That's just to say relative to our competitors, we happen to be in an industry which is really struggling overall.
Yeah. Hey, Don, not to interrupt you, but how much square, what's your square footage on that building?
I show, y'all have it at 68,277. Belk shows that it's 66,431. So there is a little bit of difference over the course of the building. I'm not really too concerned about, you know, 1,500 square feet.
Well, that number comes out to be, if you go by the $52 a square foot, comes out to be $3,454,412. And if you come out to the, on the, on the, which is what you said Kohl's was being evaluated at, was 50.
Correct. And then we have a little bit of land value that they don't have. So if you added that back in, I think it was around $3,500,000 or $3,600,000.
Gotcha. I make a motion that we set the value of BOE 2016-149 at $3,500,000.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to set it at $3,500,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Don, I think what the discrepancy was is the assessor's wife likes to shop at Kohl's more than he does at Belk. And I think that there was some, you know, he likes Wisconsin-based companies, too. But
well, I'll be honest. My client's not here. There happens to be a Kohl's much closer to my house than Belk. When I buy pants, I happen to buy them at Kohl's as well. So as long as y'all don't tell, I won't tell.
All right. That's a joke, by the way, just for the record. But you'll be receiving something in the mail from the county clerk's office stating the changes that were just made.
Great. I do appreciate y'all's time a great deal. I hope y'all have a very nice afternoon, and I will talk to you guys later.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Your number 147 called in, and I told him that we reduced it to $15,000, and he was grateful. Just to let you know. And I missed this motion. What was it?
BOE number 2016-149 to be moved, the Belk one, to be moved to
$3,500,000.
And
who made the motion?
I did.
I seconded it.
Thank you.
Well, we got two lots and a residence up here at Skyview.
And they're supposed to be here in person.
345.
Some guy named Robert Paulson.
Oh, he'll be here at 345. Can we skip then to the very last page? And under 2017 BOE procedures, we would like to recommend that we change the last day to accept BOE applications to the first Monday in July. And the reason was, when we set it on the 10th, what ended up happening is we lost an entire week that we could have had meetings because nobody called in, nobody set their appeal. And then all the word of mouth got around about the condos out there, and everybody came on that, we
Friday afternoon, and then when I came in Monday, we had, I probably had about 40 faxes come in on Saturday and
Sunday. They all waited until the very last day. And so that put a hardship on our office because so we had to scramble, get them all entered, and get the appointments set. You're supposed to give them 5 days' notice. Well, we barely got the 5 days' notice because of it and still tried to get it early enough so we could get everything done before we had to prepare for the election. So we were hoping that you would change it until the first Monday in July. And even if they procrastinate, it's still going to move our schedule in the office all up a week so that we're not trying to catch up all the time. And I know it was our idea to set it up the 10th. I'm hoping you guys will consider that first Monday.
Well, plus you have a holiday there, 4th of July, and all that extra stuff. I mean, people have plenty of time to...
I don't have a problem with it.
Well, statutorily, it's the third Monday in June, so we're still giving him over a week extension.
I'm fine with it if we get it advertised that they have the opportunity.
Well, we will change our website because that's where we post it, is on our website, and Chuck staff lets people know, and Chuck always does an advertisement.
You don't know how many people through the year tell me they're coming to BOE that never do. You never see their face.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're always going to come to BOE.
I made a file for BOE meeting, and I called a bunch of folks before the deadline. And half of them maybe came along, the other half didn't. Yeah. A lot of them would come in on the last, like 1228 or 1230, pay their taxes. They were in the courthouse, and they came by the statement, and we talked about it. So I filed them in there, but when it came around, is what you're saying.
And you notice that the big companies and the attorneys are all on the last day, and the reason they're the last day is because they wait until the last second to fax us or call us or email us. And then we're scrambling to put all of them on at the last minute. So if we could move that date up, it would sure make it our office function easier.
You're asking us as a BOE, and you're the secretary and the assessor. I think you set that date, and then if we have difficulty with it, we have
a motion because we're changing. The statute says the third Monday in June, but according to the information we have in our state tax commission books, they recommend that first-class counties amend that because when they changed all the statutes, I can't remember, SB 711 changed all these statutes, but they didn't change the statutes for first-class counties.
When's the first Monday next year?
I think it's the 8th.
I can tell you.
We looked for like three.
Let me pull up the calendar.
I can pull one up. July, the first Monday?
First Monday in July.
It's the third.
It'll be the third.
Right, that's right before the fourth.
Yeah, but the holiday's on the fourth.
Right.
What day is it? So, see, you got third.
The first Monday.
Yeah, but here you are with Saturday's the second.
Saturday's the first.
Third. Nah.
Saturday's the first, Sunday's the second.
And there's always going to be a Saturday Monday's and a Sunday third. Before Monday because we're asking you to
And then the fourth
Monday.
Is a holiday.
Well, if you think about it, Danny, before we were doing it by the 10th. Well, the 10th changes. Well, it ended up on a Sunday this year.
That's so how you got to just do it Monday. How you need it in a matter of a motion for yes. next year?
Yes.
Can we do that as a BOA?
Yes.
Last year, the motion stated that...
That we'd set it for the 10th of July unless BOE changes it.
Can we just say the first Monday in July?
That's why we did that. It was easier because we're never going to know what the date is.
Right.
So if we do it on a Monday, it's always going to be the first Monday in July, and then people will get used to it.
I think that's a good plan.
So can you tell us the exact...
The motion to set the deadline for BOE applications to the first Monday in July of each year.
I make a motion that we set the last day to have a BOE application to be the first Monday in July.
If you want to read that right there, we kind of have it written out.
That's perfect. We get a second?
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll make our office work much better. Thank you. You guys want to recess until 3:45?
Well, let's look at it and then recess.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we can...
We have two that we haven't done as well that we need to look at. Two that you guys have on hold.
This Bob Paulson, we might try him on the phone and see if he's not going to go all together.
What's those numbers?
Is he across the street?
No, he's off.
45 and 46. I knew they were going to call that. He might be in court right now.
What I'm saying is, we can look at the properties. He's representing these somebody.
I've also got number 45 and 46 that we have decided on. You guys have me hold it. That's the one you asked me to write the letter on. Number 45, I didn't think you wanted to change the value one. I think it was 46.
We haven't voted on that yet?
No.
Welcome back. How was meeting Mr. Trump? Taney County is a great county.
Yeah, maybe great again. Never not great.
It was a joke. He was pretty good, Donald Trump, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Did you want to look at number 45 and 46?
Is that the one with a lot beside the other one?
The Branson Hills house and then the lot, and we're $25,000. We hadn't reassessed the one down to $25,000.
I didn't think you want number 45 was already lowered from last year, but you were going to look at the lot on number 46. Do you remember now, Dave?
I remember it well.
Okay.
So this lot right...
There's 45.
That's 25,000. The lot with the house on it is the one that we're looking at, right?
Well, no, the lot with the house was already lowered last year. And there was a misunderstanding because he thought we could lower the land value only, and we can't lower land value only effectively. Lower the total valuation. So it was already lower than what you wanted last year. So
this here's the lot with the house.
That's the one where you sent the letter out and explained.
Right.
What's the actual?
But you still wanted to look at that other lot.
So what's the lot at?
Okay.
So not the lot with the house, but just the lot. That'd be
25,000. What BOE number is that?
That one was 45.
What is it say, Brandon? I can't see it.
Pull up to 49,000.
And we've done the others at 25,000.
Was this heard by BOE last year? I forget.
I'm going to make a motion to lower $25,000. I know that's what we set the others at.
Hold on. So it was said...
Wait a minute. I'm on the wrong one.
Okay.
Number 45 is set at $49,000 right now. Number 46 is set at $420,520.
Is it a BOE history on that?
It was denied last year.
Yeah, but that was before we set all those others.
Right, because that's what you said, that you forgot to go back and look at it.
Go back and change it back to because we lowered everything else to 25,000 in there.